Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and with me once again is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. So one of the things Minnesotans are always pleased to talk about, it's the weather.
The weather, yes.
And it's been kind of a pretty mild one
so far. It's been downright boring.
Yeah, kind of boring. But that translates, I guess, into some savings for some of the municipalities and counties around the state. And we have, in fact, on the phone with us right now, a county engineer from Blue Earth County, Al Forsberg. Welcome to the program, Al.
Well, thank you.
So what has been the impact of this rather mild winter so far?
Well, actually, we budget from December 31st to January 1st. So where we sit now is with one half of a very bad winter.
That's true. That's
last
true.
Last winter, and one half of a very good winter, a very mild winter. And so we're just about on average. We're just about what our expectations would be for spending for snow and ice control.
Got it. So it really does affect the budget was impacted rather dramatically with the second half of last winter, which was a barn burner.
Yeah, actually, all of last winter was a barn burner, including the second half.
Right, absolutely. So, there are real legitimate savings, aren't there, when you do have a mild winter? I mean, in terms of man hours, in terms of salt and other, you know, snow removal kinds of expenses.
Right. When you look at our snow and ice control budget, why you've got labor, and most of that is full-time employees and equipment, which you have to own and have available. And then you've got the materials, the sand, the salt, and diesel fuel, and then, of course, with the labor, the overtime. So when you have a heavy winter, you are spending more on overtime and diesel fuel. Your equipment is wearing out faster. There is expenses, significant expenses, with heavy winter where you're constantly fighting the snow and ice control problem. But in this particular year, the mild weather and the time has allowed us to do some things that last beyond when the snow and ice melts next spring.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just finishing a real nice project along the Wadawan River and County Highway 30, the western part of the county. That's the kind of projects we're doing now with our crew, rather than pushing the snow to the side, which in the end will melt anyway.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's true. Do you suppose there are other counties then that would be in a similar situation? I mean, is that kind of a typical thing where they are able to address other projects that maybe they didn't have time to do before, and this milder weather has given them that opportunity?
Yeah, I think that's basically what everybody is doing. Deferred maintenance and projects that you would have liked to have done, but of course they get set aside when you have heavy snow and ice to deal with, and you need to do that. You need to get rid of the snow and get rid of the ice as soon as you can to ensure that commerce still flows and to ensure the safety of our folks.
Well, Al, I sure appreciate you spending some time with us this morning, and best wishes to you and the rest of the crew, and I just appreciate your time.
And if you folks have control over the weather, why, please continue to send us this mild, open weather.
We'll do the best we can, Al.
Thank you.
Al Forsberg, County Engineer for Blue Earth County, and this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.